Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and it looks like we are coming to the end of the tale of the corrupt super mayor, Tiffany A. Henyard, because it was recently announced by the local affiliate that the FBI has served subpoenas, court-mandated actions, against the village of Dalton Hall, because they're finally looking at what's going on, deciding that they need to investigate. And all I have to say is, while I am happy that justice potentially is being served, I'm going to be sad to miss the super mayor, because she is a black woman that's in power that should not be criticized.
Because y'all got false narratives out there, and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just dis and down our community, shame on y'all.
Now, we're going to get into this. We're going to talk about what's going on. But before we get into that, I want to thank today's sponsor. So let me toss it to the sponsor. Then we'll come back over here and talk about it on the other side. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a much better way for you to break your bad habit. And no, this doesn't require you to make sacrifices to the habit god. This is all about Fume. Fume is an award-winning device that operates on the basic premise that not everything about a bad habit is bad. And if you take the bad part out, replace it with something good, you got a good habit. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And it is all based in this little wonderful device. Instead of harmful chemicals, Fume has delicious flavors. Instead of electronics, Fume is all natural. Instead of vapor, it's just crisp, amazing flavored air. And with great flavors like orange vanilla, crisp mint, raspberry lemonade, maple pepper, and my new favorite, sparkling grapefruit, you will not be dissatisfied with what Fume has to offer. And by the way, if you're wondering how the hit is, it's actually really good, really smooth, and you feel great about it. Now, if you want to get on board with Fume, as has 150,000 other people, what you want to do is go to tryfume.com/actualjustice, where you can get a discount on your first journey pack. The discount also works for the Solano, which is this beautiful walnut wood with the onyx tip for smoother hits. Again, that's tryfume.com/actualjustice, or you scan the QR code right on your screen. Break your bad habit today in the best way possible with Fume.
First on WGN, we have breaking news from the South Suburbs. WGN Investigates has confirmed the FBI right now is carrying out a raid of Dalton Village Hall. It comes after months of WGN Investigates reporting on questionable conduct by Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, who also serves as the Thornton Township Supervisor.
So yeah, like I said in the open, the FBI has officially raided the village of Dalton Hall, where Tiffany A. Henyard is the super mayor. And as we recently talked about on this channel, the hall was basically closed completely to the public, even though people normally conducted their business there, and they had to operate out of this small doorway in order to do all of their business with the village.
Excuse me. Now residents have to talk to a security guard behind a window in the vestibule and conduct their business in that small cramped area.
And considering she's writing additional tickets and causing all these different various problems for the residents, this was a massive inconvenience. But maybe, just maybe, the reason why they decided to shut this whole thing down is because they were trying to get rid of some evidence and they didn't want to stand up to public scrutiny. Now, granted, that is just purely and obviously my speculation, but obviously, based on all the different various things that we've covered with the super mayor, it would seem like we have a major issue here for the feds to look into, and I'm glad that they're finally doing so. As you guys will remember, she has been using the village bank accounts to pay for her lavish vacations, all these different various unauthorized purchases, and eventually, when you commit this level of criminality this brazenly out in the public and it becomes international news, the feds are gonna come knocking, and that appears to be what has happened. I mean, again, her whole entire police force didn't seem to be able to protect her from this, despite the fact that she is completely overplaying them, and of course that the village police chief is her puppet completely in his entirety due to these large payments that she's giving them.
The FBI now confirming in a statement that the FBI was conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity in that area today. There is no further information available for release at this time.
Now look, as expected, the FBI is being very tight-lipped about this situation. They don't want to reveal what they're actually investigating, what they're looking for. But unlike multiple different other various situations that we've covered on this channel, where there is a straightforward allegation of a crime, therefore we can kind of guess what the FBI is doing, that is actually not the case in this particular situation, because the village of Dalton under Tiffany A. Henyard has been so corrupt, so absurd, so over the top, we have actually no clue what is going on. There's all these different allegations of financial fraud. Remember, there was recently a court case where they determined that Henyard was shielding the money and the spending and all that from the village trustees inappropriately. We also have the issue of her potentially committing forgery over and over again, because you require two different signatures on all the checks going out from the village, and supposedly her office was stamping the other third-party signature that they needed on some of these, so it could be a forgery case. It could be the fact that she is using law enforcement as her own personal private security, essentially bribing them in order to conduct things on her behalf. They're harassing business owners, shutting them down if they don't donate to her, so that's an extortion scheme, or all these different various other scandals that have gone on over the course of the years that could rise to the level of federal corruption charges that the FBI could be investigating. On top of that, they could be investigating multiple different things that were alleged about the super mayor that need to be looked into because of the fact that she's just hiding all this stuff. We also could be dealing with a situation here where, by the way, they're covering up or looking into the bankruptcy of Keith Freeman that we covered earlier, because he's getting a salary from them and they would be able to see that information, at least in the documents from the village itself. Or we could also talk about the other things related to the charity, the nonprofit organization that Tiffany Henyard's name is all over, that Keith Freeman, again, who is in that bankruptcy case, who has already been indicted for that, is also involved with. So it's anybody's choice what's going on right here. This is quite literally the buffet of charges, and I cannot wait for the federal indictment against Tiffany Henyard, because that is going to be a whirlwind to read. Honestly, we might even do a live stream on this channel, which I almost never do, in order to hit all of the notes in that potential future indictment, if it's that juicy, if it's as crazy as I'm expecting.
We understand from witnesses at the scene who were trying to conduct business at Dalton Village Hall today that they were turned away this afternoon when a group of plainclothes FBI agents at about 2:15 this afternoon entered Village Hall. We don't know what they're searching for or how long their search will take. We also don't know whether or not other court-authorized searches are taking place at other locations. We can tell you that Tiffany Henyard has been the focus of scrutiny for many months now for spending as well as transparency. You'll recall that a group of trustees opposed to Tiffany Henyard recently hired former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who's almost also a former federal prosecutor, to come in and investigate not only the village's finances, but other alleged transgressions.
Now, you guys know from my video on Lori Lightfoot being hired for $400 an hour because she worked for a firm as soon as she got out of office at the Chicago mayorship, that I think that is a complete and utter waste of money. And honestly, I'm going to double down on that, because now you have the feds investigating. So federal government resources are going into investigating this woman. You also have a situation where the state attorney general's office is looking into the nonprofit, and that could lead into further investigations into Henyard and the practices, not just in the village of Dalton, but in the Thornton Township. But on top of that, for no reason, you're overpaying one of the worst mayors in Chicago history, somebody who is so bad, she lost a primary to Brandon Johnson, of all people, to also investigate at a premium rate. And that just seems to be completely unnecessary, in my opinion, especially when you have the issue of the village of Dalton being completely broke. They're out of money because Tiffany Henyard has been spending out the wazoo. And one of the craziest things about this is that if Tiffany Henyard was a normal politician with normal levels of corruption, normal levels of double dealing, none of this would be happening. If she was running up the debt like we've seen Democrats and Republicans do across the country in various towns and municipalities, it would not have grabbed anybody's mind or captured the world like this case has. But she's just so over the top, so ridiculous, not paying for basic things like, you know, the traffic lights, which are on the verge of being repossessed. Also, stoplights are on the verge of being repossessed. Police vehicles on the verge of being repossessed. And all of that in combination with her personality has just grabbed the attention of the public to the point where the FBI has to look into this case rather than all these other cases. Now, to be fair to the super mayor, she's not the only corrupt person in and around this area. There was actually an indictment of a neighboring mayor for similar kind of transactions, transgressions, and whatnot, because Illinois is the most corrupt state in the union in terms of criminal indictments of their politicians. So we can't be surprised by this, but the fact of the matter is, she seems to have risen above it, been corrupt at a whole other scale, and been so outrageous about it that you have all these different various ongoing investigations that ultimately, I believe, will lead to this woman ending up at least arrested, at least indicted, maybe even convicted, and maybe even serving some time in jail.
While we've been reporting on the questionable spending under Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, which include first-class travel, trips at the taxpayer's expense, meals, and more, we don't know what the FBI investigation is focused on.
Now, look, we talked about the insane travel that Tiffany Henyard has gone through. We talked about her trip to Vegas, where she spent tens of thousands of dollars on luxury meals and all that, first-class hotels, and the fact that she brings basically her security detail with her to maximize the cost to the taxpayers.
In yet another shock to Village of Dalton trustees, a letter falling on their desks dated February 14th, representatives from Kansas State Bank threatening to repossess 13 Village vehicles, saying more than $76,000 is overdue and climbing.
The Board of Trustees approved payment in May of 2023.
But where that loan payment went that was due 9 months ago is anyone's guess. Lawyers for the bank now warning the village, pay up or be ready for repossession agents to take the vehicles, which includes six police cruisers.
But one of my favorite segments on Tiffany Henyard's travel was the segment that covered about 3 or 4 months of travel where she went to Portland, Austin, Texas, Georgia, and New York, and she spent something like $60,000. And the reason why I found this to be so outrageous and so insane is this was at the same time while she was not paying the $75,000 for the police vehicles and other municipal vehicles that were on the verge of being repossessed. But to make matters even crazier, one of her nicknames is Tahoe Tiffany, and the reason why that is absolutely crucial is because she signed a lease for a Tahoe that she drives around in, where she's essentially paying $50,000 extra dollars in terms of interest on that Chevy Tahoe, and of course, all the payments for that Tahoe got made while the payments for her trip got made, but not the municipal vehicles.
I sat here and looked at a lease that y'all spent $149,000 for one of them trucks. You make absolute, that's like when you're 19 years old and you go get a car and the interest rate 27%. That makes absolutely no sense. You're
Please
not making
facts.
Great finance, excuse me?
Please state facts.
But let me tell you, here it is, dated December 27, 2022, the cash price of a 2023 Chevy Tahoe, $93,216.71, interest and APR, $55,929.49, total lease price, $149,146.20. Tell me if it's not facts, because your signature is all on it.
I don't see that.
Okay, but you want to put you want me to
I don't.
All right.
I'll
but
get
at
my
the
statement
end,
in a
at
few
the end of the
finish.
Day, it's not about going back and forth with you. It's about making financial decisions that is in the benefit of everybody and just not one person. And you can't seem to understand that. Have a great day.
And that's really the crazy thing about this, because we've seen politicians across this country do frivolous spending. We've seen them bankrupt their village, bankrupt their town, bankrupt entire cities while they're traveling in the lap of luxury and all that. But the fact of the matter is, this is so egregious, so over the top, that she's basically bribing the police officers, overpaying them in all the overtime that we've gone over a million times, while simultaneously not paying off their vehicles, while simultaneously overpaying for a luxury vehicle for herself, while simultaneously luxury traveling for herself, spending more than most people would spend in a year in travel as a government office in just a 3-month period. On a single trip, she drops more than most government offices this size, most villages of 20,000 would spend, because this is what this woman does. She feels like she's entitled to this. And again, we're not even talking about all the billboards that she put up of herself all over town, which possibly could be like a campaign finance violation that would also grab the attention of the feds. Again, there are so many potential charges that the FBI could have a narrow investigation, a broad investigation. We'll never know until the indictment comes out. But the fact of the matter is, I am not expecting the super mayor to endure this, although I am praying to the God among all gods that we get a public trial and that Tiffany Henyard either hires a cartoonist lawyer like herself or defends herself. Nathan Wade's not doing anything right now in Georgia. Bring him on board in order to defend the super mayor.
But importantly and significantly, this FBI search happening right now at Dalton Village Hall comes just days after Tiffany Henyard's top aide in both Dalton and Thornton Township, Keith Freeman, was indicted on one count of bankruptcy fraud. That was largely seen as a move by federal investigators to go after problems with his own reporting of his income in his personal bankruptcy case, potentially to get him to cooperate in other investigations.
Look, I know they're speculating right here that the Keith Freeman bankruptcy indictment, which, by the way, has been something that people have been talking about for much longer than I have on this channel, which was looming, is being used to get information on the village of Dalton, essentially flip him on the super mayor in order to bring her down. But the fact of the matter is, I do believe this to be true. I do believe that they're putting the pressure on him. They're going to offer him a deal. He is going to be able to walk away from the fraud that he committed in that particular situation, just so we could see the extent of the rot and corruption that is going on in the village of Dalton. And remember, Keith Freeman also works at Thornton Township, so we'll probably get some information right there. So essentially, what we're going to see is the super mayor be brought down from both of these positions simultaneously. Now, of course, if she is indicted, she's definitely not going to leave office. She's going to continue to collect the money and all that, going to deny it to the very end. And honestly, I can't wait to see it. Honestly, I cannot wait for us to get this spectacle unfolding before our very eyes, because it has become a long time due, and I know a lot of you guys out there in the audience are definitely invested in it. But as of right now, because information is so limited, I want to leave the question off to you guys out there in the audience. Which one, or is it all of the scandals that Tiffany A. Henyard is currently being investigated for? Do you think she will beat the charges? Do you think she will go down fighting? Do you think Keith Freeman, her right-hand man and possible boyfriend, is going to flip on her? Again, let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the madness in Dalton. Till next time.